Susan's Weird World of Wonders, The Romans. How Rome Began, an Ancient Fairy Tale. Long, long ago, in the faraway country of Italy, there lived a beautiful young priestess called Rhea Silvia, who began to grow fat. After 6 months, she had a belly the size of a watermelon, and her uncle Amulius grabbed her by the sleeve, dragged her into the temple garden, and whispered, "You're pregnant." "That would seem to be the case," replied Rhea Silvia.
"But you're a priestess. You're not allowed to mess around with young men," insisted Amulius.
"I didn't," said Rhea Silvia. "I messed around with one of the gods, Mars. We went into those mulberry bushes, and one thing led to another, and now..."
"You're going to have a baby."
"No," said Rhea Silvia. "I'm going to have two babies." And she did. 3 months later, Rhea Silvia gave birth to twins. Her father, King Numitor, was naturally very upset, but he grew fond of the two little boys, and soon everyone was happy again, except Uncle Amulius. One night, he crept into the little boy's room, bundled them into a wicker basket, and carried them off to the deep, dark forest.
"You have brought shame on our family," he hissed, "so now you must die."
And he tipped them out onto the musty, dusty leaves, leaving them to their fate. All night they lay there. They didn't cry. They were brave little boys, but they were very hungry. Then, towards morning, there was a snuffling sound, and the pad of soft paws, and a great grey wolf loped out of the surrounding trees. The wolf picked up one twin in her sharp white teeth and carried him back to her den. Then she returned, picked up the other one, and brought him back to her den too. But she didn't harm them. Her cubs had recently died in a tragic chariot accident, and she was full of milk and without any babies to love. So she looked after the little boys and raised them as her own. She chased away the hungry badgers when they came too close to the den, and she covered them with musty, dusty leaves when they were cold in winter. And they became strong and clever and as wily as, well, wolves, really. Until one day, when they were 8 years old and their wolf mother had died and gone to wolf heaven, they were discovered by shepherds and taken back to the shepherd's village. There, they were given a hut to live in, clothes to wear, and names too. One was named Romulus and the other Remus. By the time the boys had grown to manhood, Rhea Silvia's father was no longer king. Wicked Uncle Amulius had seized the crown and had thrown Numitor into a damp and unhygienic dungeon. In fact, Amulius threw almost anyone he could into that damp and unhygienic dungeon, and one day, when Remus had strayed too near the palace while looking for a lost lamb, Amulius grabbed him and threw him in for trespassing. The young man soon befriended Numitor, who told him his two grandsons had once been stolen from him. Fortunately, Remus had an unusual birthmark behind his knee, and one afternoon Numitor saw it. He suddenly realised who Remus was, his long-lost grandson. Meanwhile, Romulus had raised an army of brave shepherds who marched to the palace, broke down the door, seized Amulius, chopped him into bite-sized nuggets, and threw him in the moat. When the shepherds released Remus, he told them that he and his brother were heirs to the throne. The whole city cheered, held a 3-day party, and offered Romulus and Remus the crown. But they refused. "Our grandfather Numitor is the rightful king," they said. "He shall rule here. We will set off and found a new city." So their mother, Rhea Silvia, brushed a tear from her eye, packed their lunch boxes and kissed them goodbye. And off they went, accompanied by the shepherds and a